Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. That's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and California Love, Tupac. Again, I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, I want to say thank you to my supporters as my platform continues to grow. This is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, networking, and motivating each other and encouraging each other to be the possible business person that you actually can be. And it's always encouraging me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show to tell how their businesses have gotten successful and what do they continue to do to keep their business growing. So, again, remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Last week on the show, we kind of discussed how to overcome some obstacles, and we talked about some different startup business ideas. But I kind of want to briefly share an email that I received after that segment last week. A woman emailed me and she wanted to know how to become a plus size model. Well, she stated in her email that, you know, she had some self-esteem issues because she was a plus size woman. So I told her, again, this was a roadblock. This was an obstacle that she had to face and that she had to challenge. So I gave her my advice, and this is what I told her. I told her, you know, again, we face times that we persuade ourselves to make that change, and we kind of deal with negative outlets, but you have to kind of follow through. You have to fight through it. You have to make that commitment or that change and find the leverage so you can identify the problem. To me, her weight wasn't the issue, and that's what I explained to her. It's not the issue. To me, you just had a roadblock or self-esteem issues where you wanted to get out there and model. So if you want to model, model. So my advice, again, I told her, get out there, find a local photographer, take some pictures, and get some comp cards because that's what the model industry wants. They want comp cards. Then go to some different modeling agencies and introduce yourself to them. Get yourself out there. Market yourself. If not, be bolder and send them directly to the stores if you want to do print modeling. But the main key ingredient was to never give up on your dreams because this is your reality. Be the best that you can be and never let anyone tear you down or tear your dreams apart. So this is my advice to her, and I hope she's listening today. Keep me updated on anything that you had going on. If you got any responses or if my advice helped you, email me. Let me know what's going on. Good luck to you. Today on the show, we'll be discussing more business ideas and some more current events. And before I get to that, I have my Ear to the Street Sunday. You know what time it is. Got to talk about my housewives. So, MJ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, MJ. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm good, girl. You know we got to, what time it is. We got to talk about our Atlanta housewives. We love our housewives. Girl, so what you think about Greg proposing to NeNe?
I knew it was going to happen. Just the way the chemistry was this season, it was bound to happen.
I know. But, you know, to me, I'm happy that they are going to get back together because, to me, they complement each other so well. And
yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
happy.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, you know, this time they're really sincere about their marriage. And I really think they are this time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he really does love her. I mean, you can't doubt that. But I do believe it has a little bit to do with her celebrity status.
You think so?
Yeah,
just a little bit.
He
might have been a little jealous about that. You're right. I think so. What do you think about Candy telling Todd that she wanted that prenup, and then she did it in the bed? So what do you think about that?
Well, to me, I have no problem with that, being that, you know, she's very successful. She's a songwriter. She's a singer. She has that new business of adult toys. I mean, she's just covering her asses. I don't have no problem with that. I mean,
yeah,
if he really loves her, I mean,
he'll
fine.
Her.
I mean, I don't think
yeah,
that's a problem
and that's what I said, too. I said the same thing. I just felt like, you know, she accomplished all this before they got together. And like she said, she, you know, this is her empire that she's building. And,
yeah,
you know, and I really think that he will respect that, you know, that,
yeah,
that option that he's going to do.
It's not like she withhold from him. I mean, he moved into her house. So, I mean, I don't think it's so much as she's saying, well, he's going to try to take my money or whatnot. I just think it's, she's just covering what's hers, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right. Well, let's talk about that. Kenya and that Phaedra workout video. Now, that was a hot mess. Now, you know what, to me, Kenya's video, I think she was more professional because she had a team of people that actually worked out or was working out with her versus Phaedra was trying to be too upscale in California. And I don't think it took all that. And then just her, Apollo, and the other lady, they should have had other people there that was, like, you know, engaging in the video.
Well, if you compare body types, I think you would more lean towards Kenya's body type versus Phaedra. Not nothing, knock on Phaedra or anything, but you just got to look at, you know, image. Image is everything. And if Phaedra wants to really get, you know, that workout video going, she should have had Paulo in there. Or, like I said, the lady that was there to assist her, that should have been the main focus. Just maybe, you know, use her name or her branding for it, but I don't think she should have just, nah, that's
yeah,
not her.
That was a mess. I mean, to me, it just seemed like she just kind of threw that together, and that's what I really didn't like. It just seemed like they just blah. You just like, here you go. I mean, but I'm happy for both of the ladies. You know, they're
yeah, yeah,
their businesses, they're getting their material out there. So, you know, hopefully, we'll, you know, people will support them. But I don't know which one I would actually buy, because I don't know. But I don't know. Kudos to those ladies.
Yeah.
Now, girl, now come on, let's talk about the real juicy gossip. All on the news. I mean, this made headlines. Yahoo, TMZ finds everything on everybody. Girl,
sure do. And right now, while I am watching, it is on Wendy Williams' show. She is about to be interviewed by Wendy Williams. So yes,
oh my
it is
God, is she really?
Yes, it's on
here. I cannot believe
right?
I just can't believe Cordell filed for a divorce.
I'm not surprised. To me, it was more of a daughter-father relationship than a husband and wife, you know?
You think?
It just seemed right.
Hmm. That's an interesting view. But, you know, if you really look at the show, they don't really show them as much as being, like, cuddly type of husband and wife type of team to me.
Not to be newlyweds,
so,
I don't think so. Yeah, you're right. They're newlyweds. So I would think there'd be more lovey-dovey and all that stuff. But, no, you don't see that.
I know, that's strange. I guess all that tension was building up during the show since the show was pre-recorded. So,
and they said that Cordell didn't like he was portrayed and all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Girl, I am just dumbfounded on that one. That caught me at a low blow right there. Oh, well, all righty, girl. That wraps up our segment to the Ear to the Street, guys. Thank you, MJ, for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good day, sweetie.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was my Ear to the Street segment. Well, of course, we have to always give highlights on our precious, precious Atlanta housewives because we love them so much. Going to take a quick break, and I'll be back. And when I come back, I'm going to try to share some business ideas. Today we're going to talk about event planning, and I'll be right back. Hold tight.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
What are you talking?
she was checking up for me. From the game she was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out.
Guys, we're going to be discussing again. We're going to talk about event planning and how to kind of set your goals. Just kind of, I'm going to kind of rewind and talk about some things that I talked about in the past. I'm just going to kind of integrate it for you guys. So, again, about the obstacles, you got to remember, have a positive focus, a positive change. Again, we persuade ourselves to make a change with negative outlets around us. So you have to make a commitment of change. Find out what the problem is and kind of identify it. Like, such as, why didn't I get that job, or why didn't this proposal go through, or why can't I focus on my business opportunities? These kind of things that's negative that will get in your way, and it makes you feel like nothing is going your way or nothing is going in your direction. So try to have less distractions and surround yourself with positive people. Again, write down your dream goals and track them down. Go back and review them regularly. Make sure they're measurable and obtainable. Again, set a deadline for yourself and be specific on what's in mind, what you really want to do with yourself or your life and what you want to accomplish. So, again, with any business, as a party planner, DBA, Remember, getting your name of your business. Always make your business mean something. Get your EIN number. If you need insurance with a party planner, I'm sure you will need some type of insurance, because if you damage someone's property or if one of your employees damaged someone's property or whatever, you need some type of insurance. And I would also think about your mission statement. We talked about that last week, how to put together your mission statement. Get your business a mission statement. Once you have it all in place, then the marketing begins. Get you a Facebook page. A lot of people are using social media, so tweet about it. Get you a Twitter account. Get you some business cards and attend some type of networking events in the community. I have a few events I'm going to share with you later. So, again, get your business cards. Go to some workshops. If you're not really familiar with your party planning events or your business that you want to actually do in your party planning services, go attend some parties. Go and see exactly what the other party planners are doing. They also have classes that you can actually take either online or at local colleges for a party planner. So you might want to look into that as well. But again, after you get your Facebook page, your Twitter account, some business card, attend some networking events in your community, or go check out some local parties, or if you hear about somebody's current event that's coming up, maybe go check them out and just see if you can get that information. So once you start your party plan service, think about the marketplace that you're going to actually support or sustain. You know, what type of events are you going to be doing? Are you going to be doing celebrations? Are you going to be doing weddings, birthdays? Are you going to be doing anniversaries, class reunions, things of that nature? After you kind of pinpoint exactly what you're going to actually do, like what is the event planning, what are you going to actually do, then think about your product launches and how you're going to establish a relationship with caterers or people that's going to actually prepare the food, or are you going to actually be the one that's going to prepare your food. Then, again, determine what the client's needs are. Maybe conduct some type of little research, or find an actual site where you can arrange, where you can, again, where you can see what other event planners are doing. So the second question that you should ask yourself, what is event planning, and the planners of an event, what type of information would they handle? So the tasks that are related to this event, again, you have to find your site, exactly where you're going to go, what you're going to actually do, how are you going to send invitations for these people, how are you going to conduct your evaluations for your event. Are you going to have people that's going to actually work for you for your event? Think about things like that as well. And are you going to become certified? Again, like I said, again, you have classes at local colleges where you can actually be certified for that. And they're called certified special event professionals or certified meeting planners. Again, with your local colleges, community colleges, Houston Community College, you have Lone Star Colleges, Lee Colleges. So find some of those colleges and get those informations out there. So I'm going to share just a few ideas with you guys briefly with some ideas. Virtual assistant is a business that you can open up from home. Again, a virtual assistant is a person that you perform just typical tasks or administrative support for professionals that does not have time for processing information for their companies. So just more office work of event planning. Or if you're real creative, be a blogger. Or a home staging business. Yeah, other companies that are trying to compete and sell their houses or try to stage companies where they want to sell houses and they want their houses to look good. So a home staging business is a good one. A daycare center. Talked about that maybe 3 or 4 shows ago. Have several emails. People want to know what type of daycare can you open up. Again, you have to research your product. If you want to research it, you got to go out there and conduct some type of research. Go visit different daycare centers. See what they're offering. Think outside the box. Think of something that your services would do that another daycare won't do. So also do your homework on that one. And if you're real crafty, you can do a handcrafting business. Jewelry maker, or if you're good with sewing, sew something. Think about those things. If I said those too quick, guys, just email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send those out to you. If you're a good cooker, you love to cook, you like to prepare food, a personal chef. You have people out there that just don't have time to cook dinner or prepare things. or they're on a certain diet and they have certain needs. Think about that as well. And my last one but not least, and I always talk about this one, is an elderly care business. There's a big opportunity out there for care providers. People just, you know, you have families just don't have the time to take care of their elderly parents. Again, they need to go to the store. They may want to go just walk at the park. They may want to go to get their medicine, go to the doctor's office, whatever it is. Elderly care business is a good one, and that's one that sticks with me all the time. And if you go back to all my shows, that's all I talk about. So I hope that those help. I'm going to take time to thank my sponsors. I have the Houston Power football team. You can check them out at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. They had a scrimmage last week, and they won. It was awesome. They played their hearts off. Next week, April the 6th, is going to be their first home game against the Dallas Diamonds. Who knows? I might suit up. My number is 93. So, hey, you got to come out there if you want to check us out and see if I'm a player or not. You got PictureIt Photography at yahoo.com. It's his email. If you checked out my Facebook and see some of my pictures, you see what kind of work he does. So check him out, PictureIt Photography at yahoo.com. You need a high school diploma, NEI is the place to go. That's Northwest Educational Institute. Their email is NEI55 at yahoo.com. And again, if you know someone who needs anger management classes or life classes or business coach class, email me at High Hopes Outreach Center. Again, I am certified in that as well. So, again, that's my anger management business, life coaching business as well. Advertise with me here at Open Talk 2. Follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. Again, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll be back April the 3rd. You got to wait and see who's going to be my guest. You're going to be excited. It's going to be explosive. So if you want to know who's going to be on here, I'll give you another hint. It's going to be a famous actress and a comedian. So hit me up then so you can hear the interview. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a blessed hump day, which is Wednesday, and I hope you have a blessed weekend. See you later.
Peace up. A-Town Day.
Can't touch this.